This episode of the Speak Your Success podcast is sponsored by AveronMarketing.com. For graphic design, web design, printing, and all your marketing needs, be sure to go to AveronMarketing.com.
With this documentary, it documents what we've been through over the 8 years, the trials, tribulations, the stories, other entrepreneurs, what they've been through, how they progressed, and how they persevered, right? So the goal we want people to take from it is that, yo, this is not easy, right? Like, and you're not alone in this, right? Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, yo, how am I gonna get through today? And then I'll call some friends and they're going through the same stuff. It's like, bro, how come nobody talks about this? Like, all we do is we post the wins, like, yo, man, sold out event, just did this interview, bro. But like, every day's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's not.
Some days I wake up and I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Some days I wake up and I'm like, yo, like, how am I going to make money today? Or like, I don't feel like motivating or being motivated. Like, how do I get through
this?
Welcome
to the Speak Your Success podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and we got a special guest in the building today. We have Mr. KG of Cosign Magazine and Cosign Media Group.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, boss?
How's it going, man?
How you living, man?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to be here, man. You know, woke up early this morning, 5 a.m. club.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Glad to finally get you on. You know, we was running around and know we see each other at events here and there.
Exactly, man.
But, man, it's been, wow. How many years has it been since we linked up at first?
I want to say it's like six now. I want to say it was like 2013 since we first linked up, bro. So it's like 6 years, bro.
Okay.
6 years in the game.
Six years in the game. And, before we even get into all that, I want to give you the opportunity, just for those people who might not know who you are, just give them a quick snapshot. Who is KG of Cosign Magazine?
Who is KG?
Yeah, okay. Who is KG?
Man, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a father, I'm Panamanian, and I'm trying to build a global media empire, right? So Cosign is not only a magazine, it's a media company, it's a lifestyle brand, and then we have Cosign Media Group, which is like our marketing agency where we get to work with clients like Hennessy, Reebok, Nike, Foot Locker, Tekin, you know, you name it, we get to work with them through our marketing company. And it's just an honor to be able to make a living, bro, doing something that we love, you know. So that's Cosign. Definitely check us out. Where our focus is on entrepreneurs and creators telling their stories, since we believe no story should go untold. Mm. We just always try to get that great content from entrepreneurs to, you know, keep others motivated and share their blueprints.
Man. Yeah, that's super dope.
Yeah, man.
But just going back, because I just want to touch on the magazine really quick. I remember the first time I actually saw your magazine.
Yeah.
And because I was typically used to, you know, the flimsy.
For sure.
Whatever type magazines. But then when I saw yours, and I was like, the quality of this.
Yeah, from jump. Yeah.
The quality of it, I mean, the print, the articles, just you all have done a great job with Cosign Magazine.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. From the stories and... Just talking about the stories, I know you've done something called, what, the 1,000 Cosigns?
Yeah, 1,000 Cosigns. That's like our premier segment, premier series for entrepreneurs and creatives. With that, our goal was to co-sign 1,000 entrepreneurs, right? Tell their stories. But each interview we do, we ask them to name 10 people they co-sign. So essentially, from that 1,000, we're getting 10,000, right? And this is going to be a rolling effect. So we'll take that 10,000 and, you know, ask them. So it's like, bro, eventually our goal is to get to a million. You know what I'm saying?
But
we're starting with that first 1,000.
Man, how many, what number are y'all at now?
I'm not going to lie, man. I lost count. We're in 100 or something,
bro. There's been a lot of them. I've been seeing them getting rolled out.
Nah, but, you know, they can always go on CosignMag.com. I had to do that plug. I was going to CosignMag.com, man. You know, we got the tab 1,000 Cosigns to check it out. And, you know, always submit somebody. Like, if you co-sign somebody, you know, just let us know. I'm like, you're always letting us know about new people. So, you know, that's always great. You know, got to pay it forward.
Man, yeah. I mean, I think that's something that sometimes gets lost just in the journey, because everybody is just, they have like the, not everybody, but I think just at times you can get that mindset of like, nah, I gotta eat.
Right, for sure.
I gotta eat. You know, you cool, KG, but I gotta make sure I eat first.
Nah,
and then just getting to that place. Like, so how did you begin to shift your mind? Because I know you were, I saw one of your previous interviews, and you were just talking about how you can't co-sign negativity.
Nah, definitely, it's not my thing.
Man, yeah. So talk about that, because I've seen how supportive you are for entrepreneurs with this thousand co-sign campaign. Right. But before that, because you were one of the first people that bought my book, because we was at the Skew U event.
Yeah, Skew U event.
Yeah.
That's just, bro, honestly, bro, that's just how I am as a person, bro. It's just like how my parents raised me, like, man. And another thing, too, is you can't ask people for support if you don't support, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all get in this situation where we're always doing stuff, and we always ask, but, like, when do you give, right? You got to give sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I try to give as much as possible as I can, so, like, just in my nature, right? And then if it comes to a point to where like it's time for me to ask, I would hope they reciprocate it. You know, I'm not doing it intentionally for the reciprocation, but you know, I would just like to think that people would reciprocate when that time came. But also, man, that's just how I am, right? So I have a friend named Jesse, right?
Okay.
We do similar things, but not necessarily. Like he does marketing, branding, websites, etc. So people always come to me for stuff, and I could easily just take the bag, you know what I'm saying, and do it myself.
But, yeah.
You know, I'm like, man, I'd rather eat with my people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, let me put you on my guy, Jesse, right? You know what I'm saying? He does that, and he'll be able to do a better job. Or I'll take the gig and be like, yo, Jesse, I got this with this budget. Can you do this? And I'll just pass it on to him. So, you know, even though they're going through Cosign Media Group, you know what I'm saying, I'm allowing my homie Jesse to eat too because he's a full-time entrepreneur. So it's like, yo, if I have the play, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why should I keep it all to myself? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a saying, ain't no funds if your boys can't come, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, man, you don't want to be the only one eating, you know what I'm saying? Like, because at that point, like, if you go out to eat, yo, you got to pay for everybody, right? I'd rather go out to eat and we can all, you know what I'm saying, pay for ourselves, or we can all take turns. Like, yo, this time I got the bill.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And then next time, like, after this, we're going for drinks. I'll get drinks then. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put your people on so, you know, it's a revolving door. Everybody's successful, you know? And I think Dame Dash had, like, a post on IG about that. He's talking about, like, yo, everybody on your squad or in your circle should be on the same level. That way, if one person falls off, the next person can pick them up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I live by.
Yeah, I think that's really necessary, though, because one thing that I've just began to see is that if you begin to put yourself in the circle with people who are go-getters,
right,
people who are always hungry, and one, you find a way to support each other. But then at the same time, you have to be the one to show up because that's like going to the potluck. Don't nobody want to be the one to go to the potluck and didn't bring nothing. Because you the one just with the plate and you feel some type of, because if you're the one, because I've been the person before that never brought nothing.
Nah.
I got the cups. I got the plates.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you show up and then you kind of feel something. Everybody talking about, oh, did you get the mac and cheese? Did you try that? Did you try this? And then you brought the plates.
You brought the plates, man.
Took
the easy route.
Yeah, that's the easy. And I think that, KG, you hit something there. So you're talking about the easy route, man. Yeah. So let's talk about entrepreneurship.
Right.
You said full-time entrepreneur.
Right.
And Cosign been around 8 years now.
8 years. Thank you, man. Thank you. 8 years of the grind.
8 years, man. So just talk about that, because you're talking about taking the easy route. So talk about entrepreneurship and what that looks like for you.
Man, whew, that journey's really a roller coaster, right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you how crazy it is, and I'm gonna touch on some points, right? It's so crazy that, man, for our 8-year anniversary, we decided to do a documentary about how crazy it's been, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the documentary is called Progress to Perseverance, and we talk about the trials, tribulations, struggles that we dealt with over the 8 years, right? And also how we persevered through it all, right? So definitely check that out. But on to answer your question, man, so when I first started Cosign, right, I had a previous experience doing field marketing for Ozone Magazine. So I knew about, like, the creativity marketing aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about the business aspect, right?
Oh, man.
So for the first 2 years, bro, I'm putting out quality content, magazine looks good. But I'm like, bro, I have no advertising, right? And for those who don't know, like, advertising, how you pay for magazines. That's how you keep the business going. So I'm doing all this out of pocket. Maxing out credit cards,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm dipping into my savings, right? I'm borrowing from people. So it's just like all bad. So I'm all in the red, you know what I'm saying? I'm realizing, bro, like, I'm not making no money. And at that time, I think people would quit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're in the red,
I don't know how I'm gonna get out of it, but I'm the type of person, like, if I really want to do something, I figure out how to do it, right? So at that point, I just kind of scaled back, right? I went from printing monthly to bi-monthly, and I'm like, okay, let me print every other month. That way I can cut down on costs. It gives me a lot more time to produce quality, right? And now I have 2 months, really like a month and a half, to go reach out to businesses, tell them, explain why it's beneficial for them to advertise with Cosign Magazine, lock them in. Now the magazine is paid for, the print is paid for, the events are paid for. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of goes back to scaling back.
So you just have to really research what you're doing. And that's with any industry that you're in, right? A lot of us just jump into things because it looks cool and that's the next way, right? But do you know what it takes to actually be successful in a business, right? Do you know how much operating costs are, right? You know what I'm saying? And do you know how you're going to make up for that? So like anything in business that you're trying to get, you shouldn't be the one to pay for it, right? Your customers and the income you have should be paying for it, right?
That's true.
So if I want to, you know, rebrand Cosign, new website, new logo, etc., I should be doing that from my income. I shouldn't be having to dip into KG's pockets and do that. You know what I'm saying? And that'll also let you know if you're operating right in business. Because if you can't afford to do that, you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out where you're struggling at. You know? And for one, I always tell people, like, yo, if you don't have customers, you're not a business. You get what I'm saying? So you got to get those custos up. You know what I'm saying? You got to get those custos up, man. And that's just honestly, bro, because, you know, I don't want to say it's a hobby, but, you know, it's just if you're just in the red all the time, like, what are you really doing, right? And I know you could be doing this for your love and your passion, but if you want to be a full-time entrepreneur, it's just you have to make money, right? So you have to figure out how you're going to bring income in, how you're going to pay yourself, how you gonna put operating expenses, and then if you have a team, contractors, et cetera, like that all needs to be in your budget. You know what I'm saying? That's what I learned through failing and being in the red so much, digging out that hole, you know?
Man. Yeah, I mean, there's so much, like you said, now I see what you be going through in them sessions. Because you just, man, right there, yeah. you gave somebody the blueprint right there.
Nah, for sure, bro.
Because I think so often we put the entrepreneur tag in our Instagram bio because it looks good. We put the little emoji right beside it, whatever it might be, the muscle or whatever, you know. And then everybody's like, yeah, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. But then they go home and they just chill. And they're like, man, I don't know why I'm not making money. And I'm not talking to nobody. I'm talking to myself.
Right,
because, you know, we've been there to the point where it's like, wait a minute. Like, let me see why I'm not making money.
Yeah. I do it all the time, bro. I do it all the time, especially like if I have something coming up that's not within my budget. Like, man, how am I going to get that? Then I go back into KG hustle mode, right? And I was telling my friends, like, man, how come something drastic has to happen for me to go into KG hustle mode, right? Why can't I be in KG hustle mode every day? You know what I'm saying? So you got to get self-motivated. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I go home and binge watch the whole season on Netflix or something, right? And I'm like, man, what am I doing, right? Like, that's why I'm not making no money today, because I spent 8 hours watching Netflix, right? Then another 2 hours checking out the NBA free agency. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
So, like, 10 hours been gone, and I didn't make a dollar that day, right? You know what I'm saying? So now I only got 29 days left in the month to make sure I reach all my operating costs, you know, expenses, et cetera. So it's like, man, every day counts, you know? So I kind of reprogrammed, and now it's like hustle, hustle, hustle until I pay all my bills and operating expenses. Hustle, hustle, hustle so I have more just in case some stuff happens. Take a day off. Hustle, 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 hustle. You get what I'm saying?
Man, that's real.
Man, yeah, facts, bro.
Dang. But that is true. Like, why is it something has to happen?
Yeah.
To get to that place.
It helps you get creative. Like, when you really need money, bro, you get creative.
You get real. Man, there was, okay, whoa. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Man, but there was one point where I was like, hey, I'm going to start doing graphic arts. I'm going to start doing flyers.
Yeah.
And I tried to start doing it, and I was like, bro, this is taking away so much more time,
man,
for me to get this little $20 and $30 over here to do a flyer. I'm like, bro, that's not for me.
Bro, that's not for me.
Flyers is not my thing.
You really hit a point, bro. You really hit a point, because everybody does that. Like, damn, I can make $60 a pop doing this. But, bro, how long is it going to take you to get good at it? How long is it going to take you to produce it? So now you just spent 5 hours to get $60, bro. So really, what's that, like $12 an hour you just paid yourself? Now, I don't know about you, bro. But I'm at like the $100, $150, $200 an hour right now. You know what I'm saying? So $12 an hour, bro, doesn't make sense for me.
$12 an hour does not make that. Don't make sense. I don't know who that makes.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So that's another way to look. We just drop some gems, bro. That's another way to look at things, bro. Like, look at that hourly. Like, for $12 an hour, I'd rather just pay somebody to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, you might as well. And, I mean, of course, with us living in the United States, it's like, okay, well, do I want to pay this much to a person to do this thing, or could I do it myself? But you want to talk about hourly. I'm just going to throw my dad out there. Yeah. So my dad, so when he coaches clients, and y'all know I interviewed him before, Dr. Fred Jones. He was the first interview I did, actually. He tells people when they're writing books, he said, if you're not setting your book up to where you can make $9.97 an hour, you're not doing it right.
Like
$997
an hour?
$997 an hour. Whew. Like the way you set the book up, and the way he helped me like set up mine to where like I can go and I can offer sessions like based on the book. It at first I didn't understand what he was saying, yeah. But now when I go and do some of these speaking engagements, it makes sense, KG.
I'm like, damn, okay.
It makes sense, bro. We'll talk offline.
Okay,
we'll talk offline. We'll talk offline.
Because now y'all going to pay for that. So we gonna talk offline. We're gonna get this offline.
Huh? Yeah, we're gonna have it on ESPN Plus.
That's what's up.
But yeah, so man, talk about the documentary. Because I mean, we like we were talking about before, just understanding that this is something new. This is something new that you're embarking on.
For sure.
Rolling out the documentary. And honestly, I can really appreciate how your brand has evolved, because I see you even growing more of your personal brand now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because just with that video content that you're rolling out, I'm like, ooh, in the car. Yeah. You got the car going. I said, man, this is some MTV type stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying, bro.
So man, yeah. So talk about the documentary and what you really want people to take from it. Definitely. And yeah, man, just unpack that for us.
Okay. So for those who don't know, when I first started Coastal in 2011, we shot a documentary. Right. It was called the Coastal on Life documentary. That was shot like in a week. I was like, man, I want people to know just what Cosign is about and what we do, right? So it was kind of like, to me, it was like a long day in the life vlog that I called a documentary, like 24 minutes. It was really cool. Got to unpack everything, right? But I'm like, man, 8 years later, right, we get a new audience almost like every 6 months, right? New people are coming in. So it's like a new group of people, right? And it's like, man, they don't really know the backstory of Cosign, right? They don't really know what we've done, how we've kind of like cemented ourselves in this community. And also, they don't really know how important it is to have the support of other entrepreneurs within your community, right? So we were like, man, what can we do something special for our 8-year anniversary? And it was like, man, let's do a documentary. But like, let's not just do any documentary, right? Let's do it full scale. Let's rent out a theater. Make it a production, right? Let's give people an experience, right? Because essentially that's what people want these days. They want experiences, right? That's why travel is so important right now, right? Because you're getting experiences. So we want to give our audience, our community, an experience of witnessing our journey along with other entrepreneurs' journeys. But we wanted to do it in a controlled environment together, right? To where we can see your emotions and we can take from it to figure out how can we do better for the next project, right? Everything we do is always for the next thing, right? So with this documentary, it documents what we've been through over the 8 years, the trials and tribulations, the stories, other entrepreneurs, what they've been through, how they progressed and how they persevered, right? So the goal we want people to take from it is that, yo, this is not easy. Right. Like, and you're not alone in this. Right. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, yo, how am I going to get through today? And then I'll call some friends and they're going through the same stuff. It's like, bro, how come nobody talks about this? Like, all we do is we post the wins, like, yo, man. Sold out event, just did this interview, bro. But like, every day is not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's not.
Some days I wake up and I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Some days I wake up and I'm like, yo, like, how am I going to make money today? Or like, I don't feel like motivating or being motivated. Like, how do I get through that, right? So what we came to realize is like a lot of people go through that, right? So we wanted to like tell those stories within and integrate it within our own story. Because, you know, at Cosign, we're selfless. It's not only about us, right? So our documentary isn't just about KG, Crispy, Biddy, Wash, you know, Jay, whoever's in Cosign. It's about the people that impacted us over the time. Misty Romano being, you know, our first real cover production. Desi Brown being the first person we booked for a promoter for our launch party. You know, DJ ASAP was our first DJ we ever booked. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So, like, now we're integrating all their stories, you know, within this. To tell us, it was a 20-minute runtime at the Magnolia Theater. After the premiere, you know, we're going to take it through the film festival processes. Try to submit, see what we can get done, man. And this is just the beginning, bro. Like, we're really going to, like, dive deep into, like, films, documentaries, and more video projects, you know. Our goal is always to reach our audience and consumer where they're at, whether it's on their phone, digital, mobile, in person. We want to give that experience anywhere. So they can always say, yo, like, wherever we're at, Cosign is at.
Man, I love that. And then I just thought about this as you were talking, Casey, and I was just listening to hearing the brand evolution. But at the same time, if you all have not picked up an issue of Cosign Magazine, you need to get your issue. Yeah. Because they've had, man, some cover stories. And I was like, wait, what?
Nah,
man. You had what? Dre?
Yeah, we had Dre Michelle. Yeah, we had Dre Michelle. We had Rosa Costa, Don Benjamin. Had Karen Civil, you know, she's going crazy.
Man.
Everett Taylor, super successful young entrepreneur, man. Runs multi-million-dollar companies, multiple ones, bro. So it's like, even if you're not just reading it for like entertainment, but like you're getting knowledge in these magazines. Like, they're sharing how they did it, right? So, like, use that as guides. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Pick their story, take notes, figure out how they did it, and implement it into your story, right? You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, a lot of these interviews, I'm getting gems for myself, too.
Man, you have you know? To. You have, man, people out here, they putting out so much in these interviews, and people just, you know, oh, whatever. Nah, I don't want to rock with that. Why?
Yeah, and I'm taking all them gems.
That's what I'm saying. I want to, like they say, eat the meat, throw away the bones.
Yeah, not fat.
Yeah, if it works for me, it works. If it don't, it don't. But then make the adjustment.
Nah, definitely.
I think that's the biggest thing about entrepreneurship. People just get so caught up, okay, it's supposed to be black and white. Nah, sometimes it might be gray.
Yeah, facts. It's a lot of gray.
Yeah.
It's a lot of gray, man.
There's a lot of gray. So really quick, KG, I want to make sure not to miss it. Tell the people where they can get tickets.
Okay.
Tell the people where they can get tickets to make sure to check out the documentary when it drops.
Yeah, so you can go on my Instagram, CosignKG or CosignMag, to get tickets to the documentary premiere. If you miss it or if you see this after the documentary premiere, go on our website, CosignMag.com. We'll have different showings of it, you know, for different film festivals you can see it at. We'll probably do the film festival run for a couple months just to see where it can go and see if we can get some, you know, help production-wise. And then we'll figure out, you know, a definite rollout from there. But all the information to see the documentary will be on our Instagram, CosignKG and CosignMag, or our website, CosignMag.com.
And the documentary is called Progress Through Perseverance.
Progress Through Perseverance, ooh, man. Yeah.
PTP.
PTP. Yeah.
PTP. There it is.
Facto.
Man. So now, KG, there's a segment I like to do. It's called Five Words.
Okay.
And then it gives you the opportunity to describe yourself in five words.
Okay, five words.
Five words.
Let's do it. I say ambitious.
Okay.
Creative.
Mm-hmm.
I say humble. I'd say tenacity. And I say loyal. Yeah. I say loyal. I heard this phrase through 21 Savage, right? It's crazy.
Okay.
He said he'd choose loyalty over love. Mm. And that hit me so hard. Like, I have enough love, right? My daughter loves me.
Mm.
You know, my mom, my sister, my dad, my family loves me, right? So what I need from my team or community is really loyalty. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to love me. You don't have to like me. You know what I'm saying? Just like, if you respect me, just be loyal to not only me, just be loyal to the brand. Like, I don't care about me. Just be loyal to the brand. Like, if you rock with it, say you rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Tell somebody else you rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
support
real.
It. So, yeah, loyalty is big for me. Like, I choose loyalty over love any day. Even in a relationship. I mean, that might be a backfire on that one. Like, you need love in a relationship. Like, I need loyalty. I need somebody who's going to be there when things get rough. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So, yeah. That's my five.
Yeah, that's real. That's super real. I heard that phrase, too. I didn't know that was him, though.
Yeah. He said it in his last album. Yeah, his last album.
Man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Loyal.
Yeah, loyal.
Okay, there it is. Now, this is the segment I call Winner's Circle of the Week.
Okay, Winner's Circle of the Week.
Winner's Circle of the Week. I kind of bit, who was it? I kind of bit Millennial Love because I saw something that they did, how they used to spotlight. And then there's also 10 and 2 podcast.
Okay.
If you haven't heard of them, they definitely some millennials out here doing their thing.
Okay.
And then they have the High Beam.
Okay.
So I said, let me do the Winner's Circle of the Week. And this is the opportunity for, like how you got the 1,000 cosigns.
Right.
This is the opportunity to spotlight somebody that you know, maybe not in the city, but wherever.
Okay.
But you're like, this person's out here getting after it. I think that they need to get the light shined on them because they're grinding.
Yeah.
And I see them.
Yeah, not for sure. I'm actually going to say somebody on my team. Ian Rebell, IR Shoots, man. He doesn't have a huge social media following or anything like that. He's not big on social, man. But he, when I say he grinds with that camera, mm-hmm. like he grinds, man. Like, there have been times I hit him up last minute. I'm like, bro, I got this last minute gig. Can you come pull up and shoot it? I'm talking about event recaps, portraits. Anything I need him to do, he's there. And he over-delivers, right? Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people just do enough to get the job done, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy over-delivers, and it's another reason why I keep booking with him. Like, I know a lot of photographers hit me up like, yo, KG, I want to work with you. And I'm like, man, it's not, for one, I'm a loyal person, so I loyalty. But for two, it's just the fact that, yo, I know with him he's going to over-deliver. I don't know if you're going to do that yet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even though I'm paying him for X, Y, and Z, he's going to give me A through X as well. Wow. You get what I'm saying? And, like, those are the people you need to support and shine a light on, bro, because there's a lot of people who just, you know, picking up trades just to pick them up. But there's people who are passionate about it, you know, who did this for a living and, you know, who really want to take it to the next level, but they just may not have the popularity to it. So, like, anytime I get a chance to, you know, shine a light on somebody, you know, he's always one of the top ones I like to do because, you know, he's somebody who's always about the client, right? You know what I'm saying? Whatever you need from him, he's gonna do it and over deliver. So shout out to my guy IR Shoots, Ian Rebell, you know what I'm saying? My photographer. So yeah, book him.
Man, that's dope. Yeah, I've seen some of the shots that he's done recently with you. Cause I seen his name on the, you know, photo credit. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing I've never understood, but just seeing how some of these photographers have such a creative eye.
Yeah, not for
I'm
sure.
Like, dang, how did you even?
Yeah, what made you think of that?
Yeah, but I guess it's not for us. You know, that's why they got the eye. That's why they got the eye. Okay, here we go. Let's have a little bit of fun.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, this is what we call this or that.
This or that.
Man, so I got a couple of questions I want to ask you. I just want to hear your thoughts on, I just want to hear you say one or the other. If I say Toyota or Mazda, what would you say?
Toyota.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Mazda got the 626 though.
Yeah, they do, man. But you know, Toyota's based out of Dallas, and I'm trying to work with them. So.
Oh, hey, yeah, okay.
Shout out to Toyota.
Okay, that was an example question. You know how they got the example. Okay, that was an example. Okay, so here we go. So now I'm about to get into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's roll them out then. Easy. Kobe or Jordan?
Jordan.
Okay. Coke or Sprite?
Sprite.
Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Okay. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Work hard, play hard?
Work hard.
Okay, I got this. This is an extra one.
Okay.
Last shot. Who got it? Russell Westbrook or James Harden?
You
got
to give it to Harden.
Oh, yeah. A 3. You need a 3.
Yeah, you got to get to Harden. Russell can't shoot to save his life.
I didn't know that. Is that really
Yeah, Russ thing? Can't shoot. He'll get to the goal, but he can't shoot. Yeah. You got to give it to Harden.
Okay, that's it. That's this or that right there.
That's what's up.
Man.
I thought you were going to say last shot and me or something. I was like, shit, I'm taking the last shot. I don't care, bro. I'm letting it go. You know what I'm saying? Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Don't give me the ball, bro. I'm shooting that thing.
Oh, what you say? Cosign 3-on-3? What you say?
We got something coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we do got something coming with more in Dallas. You in Dallas. That little slack.
Oh. Good.
Yeah, so Cosign, you in Dallas. Got like a 3-on-3 thing.
Wait a minute.
In fact, you heard it first.
Oh.
You heard it first here.
Wow. Hey. I might need to start running or something.
Yeah, I'm coming out of retirement, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I might bring my knee braces and ankle braces out.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, ball is life, bro. Like, if I wasn't doing Cosign, I'd probably be doing something within basketball, like maybe something similar to like a Bleacher Report for basketball or Ball is Life. But like, basketball is like my passion. Like,
I love basketball, bro.
You must have read my mind, because I was about to say share some of the people that we didn't know about you, but I guess that's an extra one.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Basketball, I sleep, eat basketball. I'm kind of sad my daughter decided not to play basketball no more. You know what I'm saying? She's sticking to volleyball and track. But yeah, I love basketball, bro. Like, ESPN, all sports shows, I'm only watching basketball. I'm not going to lie. Shout out to the Cowboys, because they always invite me out. Mm. But I'm more of a basketball person.
You want to shout out to the Mavs.
Yeah. Shout out to the Mavs.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, they got some pickups.
They did get some pickups.
Man.
They did get some pickups, man. Bro. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the season, man. I'm going to definitely be going to a lot more games. Even when I'm traveling, I'm going to try to go to some games when I travel, man. I haven't done that yet, but I think that's one thing I want to start doing is, like, you know, when I hit these other markets up, man, try to catch a game while I'm out there.
That's a good point. Well, KG, before you get out here, let the people know where they can find you, how they can follow you, and get connected.
Man, so I'm gonna just give you the Instagrams, bro. That's where I'm mainly at. That's where you can find me at. That's Instagram, Cosign KG or Cosign Mag. Website cosignmag.com. And the last thing I want to say is I want to shout out to my team at Cosign, but also to my team at Versal. For those who don't know, I'm a marketing director for Versal as well. And we're launching pretty soon. So anybody heard of us, Cosign getting an official app, you know, it's powered by Versal. So, and we're opening that for everybody. So now you can get an app. You can get an app. You can get an app. Man. You can get an app. So, yo, shout out to that, because that helped me get into, like, the technology realm, which I really wanted to get into. I just didn't know how to enter. So shout out to Versal.
I remember we had a conversation about that. And, yeah, the functionality, hey. So the functionality of the app is pretty smooth. I'll go ahead and put my Cosign on the app, because the functionality of it is really smooth. I really like the different features. I ain't gonna go too deep into it.
Yeah, they gotta get the app when it releases.
Yeah, huh? you gotta get the app when it releases. But I mean, just from a presentation standpoint, is dope. The additional features, and I don't want to say nothing else, because I don't want to.
It's okay. They'll check the rollout out. But
yeah.
Before that, for more and everything, all that, follow me on Instagram, Cosign KG, and you'll be able to see everything Cosign related, Versa related, and KG related. So I appreciate it, man.
Definitely. So do that, and then you have to get your ticket to the documentary premiere.
Nah, I appreciate it.
PTP.
Need y'all there. You know what I'm saying? This is me being super transparent, right? So there's a scene in there, man, I'm nervous about, bro, because I got, like, I'm super emo. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, it's hard, but it's like, man, we decided to leave it in there because it's like, yo, sometimes this shit make you want to cry.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man. Sometimes it makes you want to break down.
Let the people know.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yo, I'm a manly man, but hey, I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I have my moments too. You know what I'm saying? But I need the support. Come out, PTP documentary. It's going to be a dope experience, and I'm excited to share my story with y'all.
Man, I was going to ask you for the final thought, but that was it, unless you want to drop something else.
I mean, that's it.
You hit it right. You hit it. Yeah. You read my mind today. Hey, we there today. Man, we're about to go ahead and get out of here. I want to thank Mr. KG, Mr. Cosign Magazine.
I appreciate it, man. Nah, thank you,
Mr. Cosign Media Group, for stopping by on the Speak Your Success podcast. This is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaking bestselling author, reminding you to speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?